Nut bread, you mix your nuts. If it's banana bread, you would mix your bananas in there. And then beat it together. And then put it in your oiled baking pan. It's all made on the same principle.
Oh, yes, sir.
So or date nut bread.
Well, would y'all make anything with cornmeal?
Yes, cornbread.
Well, now.
We have cornbread every day.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't
know that. Oh,
yeah.
Well, now, so you wouldn't bake that in loaves, would you?
No, you bake that in pounds.
You make cones out of it.
Cornbread, yes, sir.
What?
Well, no, mostly you have to bake that in the oven. I used to fry my cornbread on top of the stove. But if I'm baking in the oven, I bake it in the oven, but I don't turn on the oven just for that. Because, see, it takes so much electricity now.
Yeah. Well, do you use a pan for that?
Yes, you can use a pan or frying pan or, you know, something similar to what you would bake a cake in.
That kind of pan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what would be a large cake made out of cornmeal? What would that be if you made a cake of it, you know? I don't know, it's a sweet cake, but just a layer of it. Would that be a pun?
No, that'd be a egg bread.
That'd be egg bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, now, what other kind of breads and cakes would you make out of cornmeal? Tell me something about some.
The only thing I know would be an egg bread and a just palm bread or cornbread. That's the only way we use it down here.
Well, what do you mean when you say cornbread?
You just mix your meal and flour and salt together and bake it in an oil or a grease pan.
But there can be different kinds, aren't there?
Well, that's our regular cornbread. Or do you fry it? You mix it up that same way and you fry it in a fat on top of the stove. In a frying pan.
Well, if you just mix cornmeal and salt and water together, what would that be?
Cornbread.
That'd be cornbread.
Cornbread, yes, sir.
And
you put eggs and milk in it, that's called egg bread.
Well, do you remember any kind of cornbread that people talked about maybe a long time ago, making in front of the fire on a board?
No.
You never heard of anything like that?
Mm, I haven't.
Well, have you ever heard of any kind that you cook in the ashes of a fire?
Mm.
Have you ever heard of ash bread?
No, I haven't.
Well,
they fry the dead, you know, on the fireplace years ago. Fry the dead.
Well, what kind of cornbread is about an inch thick and it's large and round and you cook it in a skillet?
Palm bread.
You cook that in a skillet still?
Yeah, you can.
Well, there's a kind that's small and sort of like a sphere, and it maybe has a little bit of onion and green pepper, and you mix and you cook it in deep fat. Might eat with fish or something.
Hush puppies.
Alright, now
yeah.
Is there something else that you boil or something you cook in that same kind of container? Like you cook hush puppies?
Fish.
You cook those in the same?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can.
Are you trying to say corn dodgers?
Well, what's a corn dodger?
Now, I've never cooked them and my family never has. But I just learned about that in my work, but a lot of people do that. In your, where you cook turnips, you have a lot of turnip soup in there, a lot of turnip broth in that boiler. And they make the cornbread sort of stiff. You just meal and water and salt. And they dip it by spoonfuls down into that, and it stays together somehow or another, and they call it corn dodgers.
So, but they don't have to put any cloth around it or anything?
No, it stays together, and they say it is good. But a lot of my homemade